Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us. Great message and Bible study this afternoon with Pastor Lutz just before us. And then, of course, Pastor Andrew Stracco will be with us afterwards. And I hope you'll stay tuned for that. But in the meanwhile, we want to help you understand some things that are happening in the world around us. And I've got a couple of guests that are going to be on with me. We'll be getting to here momentarily. So let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just pray you'd use the program to be a blessing, to be an encouragement to somebody, to point people to Christ that are searching, to encourage believers in their walk with you. And again, we just help us to be able to alert people here that are listening to things we need to know about because of the spiritual battle that's raging round about us. Bless, we pray, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Find out more about our church, linking from there as well. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral, and a number of things that are on there as well. Well, today, I want to talk, Monday night, I don't live in Medina in the city, I'm actually in Summit County actually, not even in Medina County, but I was asked by a couple people about something that was going on in Medina, and as actually asked to come and just be there, sort of for moral support, I guess, and they had a city council meeting last Monday night, and in this council meeting, they discussed a couple of ordinances that were put forward basically by LGBTQ activists. If you're in Cuyahoga County listening, kind of like what Cuyahoga County pushed through, they have an agenda, and they pushed this through in Cuyahoga County and also on the state level, Senate Bill 11, where they're trying to push that through some, the LGBTQ activists are trying to push that through on the state level. And they targeted the city of Medina. In fact, on the one website, Equality Ohio, they had Medina and another town listed as two target towns. And we'll be talking about more, perhaps why Medina was targeted by this group. There were a number of people there. In fact, the place was just packed. Fire marshal even went through, I think, a couple times trying to evaluate the numbers and whether it was safe because of the numbers of people in there. And the some of these various LGBTQ activist groups flooded the place. They just flooded the place with activists and supporters. And yet there was a vocal group of people standing up for what is right and opposing these ordinances in the room. And among them, of course, I'm going to have two of them as our guests here this afternoon. And first one is Pastor Jason Myers of Bethel Baptist in Medina. And Pastor Myers, welcome to the program here this afternoon.
Well, thanks, Pastor Davis. It's nice to be here.
Well, it's really good to have you, and it was great to see you there Monday night. And, you know, I just want to again say how impressed I was of the stand that you took and how that you stood up. I believe God gave you boldness to proclaim the gospel in you know, voicing and calling people's attention to the futility of these laws that they're trying to pass. And how did you hear about this?
One of the men from our church was sent a link on social media of some sort. I'm not exactly sure what that source was, but I had received that, and I decided that I was going to go. I didn't have plans to speak or to say anything. I knew that was on my heart, but I thought perhaps it was more of a fleshly response, but as I got there, it didn't take me too long to understand why the Lord had raised me up to go to that council meeting.
Well, and absolutely, because, you know, we had I don't want to call them necessarily pastors, people know what we're talking about. We had a string of pastors, clergy members, who got up there and said, churches don't need to be protected. The LGBTQ community needs to be protected. We can't be judgmental. We need to stand against hate. We need to be tolerant of those who are different and believe differently than us. And that's why Medina needs to pass these ordinances advocating special rights and privileges for the LGBTQ community. And in the midst of that, you had the opportunity to stand surrounded by these activists, I might point out, and God just led you to speak the truth in love, I thought.
Yes, sir. Well, that's the theme of our church at Bethel Baptist Church, speaking the truth in love. And I took my last two steps before standing behind the lectern, and I just uttered the simple prayer, Lord, I want to be a blessing to you. And as I listened to the clergy speak about all these different perspectives, I thought, wow, they're missing a greater good here. And the Lord allowed me to see the theme that they were talking about. Of course, that night was law. But we have to pass these laws. We need to show love and not hate. Well, when we think of law, and we think of love, we think of Jesus Christ. And from I had two different perspectives on the evening. One was that of a Christian. I think that's the most important perspective, and that's the stand that I took that night. And the second one is that as a citizen of this great country. Love and law was that theme. I told the council people that they can't legislate sin out of this world. Sin is the problem. That's why we need laws. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse number 12, wherefore as by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And I wanted to address not just the council, but the people that were there. There were people there that were saved. There were people there that were lost. And people need to be saved. And as from a Christian perspective, that should be our first and foremost desires, to see that all people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I also wanted to remind people that there is an impending judgment. And I turned my eyes from city council and began to address, under the Lord's leading, eye-to-eye contact with the audience that was there, remind them that Hebrews chapter 9 says that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. We'll have an opportunity to stand before God and give an account as Christians for how we've lived. And also, at that time, that judgment, there'll be a sentence where I'm thankful that through salvation, I'm going to heaven. But I really believe the Spirit of God was moved Monday night, that there were a lot of people there whose home was not in heaven. And so I wanted to remind people that that was the law perspective as the Lord gave it to me, but there was also the love perspective, that love is the solution. And the Bible reminds us that Romans chapter 5, verse number 8, but God commendeth his love toward us. And now while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, the gospel is just simply this, that Jesus lived a sinless life. He died for all of our sins. He was buried. He rose again that third day, proving himself to be God, having victory over sin, death, and hell. And we all as Christians can say hallelujah for that. And I wanted to remind the people that, yes, love was the theme, but that it was God's love for them that they needed to be saved. And Romans chapter 10, verse 13 tells us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The lost need to be saved. But also the problem that we're encountering in Medina and throughout the world isn't just a problem of the lost. It's also a problem with Christians not obeying God. They're not obeying by sharing the plan of salvation, sharing the gospel, sharing the things of the Word. We're not dying to our flesh and yielding to the Spirit. We're casual Christianity is abounding in America, it seems, for Christians, for convenience sake, to go to church and check it off a list. We're not surrendered. So I did a little preaching, Pastor Davis, to the Christians that were there also, I just wanted to remind them that Christians are a reason for where we were at Monday night.
And you're absolutely... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
That was just my Christian perspective. And so, because I wanted to be a blessing to the Lord, I begged him for unction from the Holy Spirit and boldness with the spirit of love. I wanted to preach the gospel and handle it as best as a man can to give honor and glory to the Lord.
And I think you did that admirably, and one of the things that I did appreciate is how you looked around at the various people in there, because many of them, even some of the so-called clergy that were there, probably never heard the gospel presented to them, and that's a shame. And when Christ changes the heart of a man or a woman, there's going to be, there should be, a change in their behavior, a change in their life, the way they conduct themselves. And like you pointed out in your testimony before the council, this law is never going to change people's hearts. It's never going to change the attitudes. And it's only Christ that's going to do that. And that needed to be said, I think, during those meetings. Pastor Jason Meyer, can you tell people where your church is and how they can find you?
Yes, sir. Our website is BethelBaptist.cc, not com, but .cc. Our address is 6050 Stone Road, and we're located just west of Medina, right across from the Medina County Career Center. So we have services from 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. We have lunch together after that, and then an afternoon service at 1. And then we meet during on Thursdays, midweek service at 7 o'clock. And so that's some of the places that people can find us. My cell phone number is area code 216-406-4863. If anybody has extra questions about the church.
I appreciate that, and before we go, I'll try to get that information, have you give that information again. I was hoping to have somebody else on here, but I think they've been delayed that was also at the meeting. But, you know, when we think about this, I'm like I said, I'm not from Medina. I don't live in Medina. My wife, through her work, is frequently in Medina, and I do shop in Medina. You pastor in Medina. How do you perceive as a pastor that this might affect you and your church?
Well, a couple of things here. From a citizen standpoint, you know, we have the First Amendment where it says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. How this law here, they're trying to say that they made special exemption for the church so that we wouldn't have to submit ourselves to this law where we meet and practice, where we worship, whether we own that facility or are leasing a place at the park, maybe on the square or something, but where that law does prohibit or makes an attempt to, I'll say, makes an attempt to prohibit our free exercise, is where God has called us to preach the gospel, teach it to other people, whether that's door knocking, and we still do that at Bethel. We go on visitation on Tuesday night. We door knock, and we invite people to come to church, whether that's passing out a gospel tract and letting them know what God says about sin. These two particular laws will affect the way that we minister in Medina. Now, the Bible reminds us in Psalms 118, verse number 8, that it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And so I don't have a rebellious spirit against authority. This situation with Medina City Council, I appreciate how the Lord has brought them to come into authority. It's sad that as men, they didn't even heed their own counsel. Medina's own legal counsel advised them not to vote on these two laws. He said that it'd be better to leave it up to the Supreme Court. And so under the free exercise thereof, this law would put, in man's eyes, a limitation on that free exercise. So as it is right now in Medina, Pastor Davis, we're seeing a large number of signs going up in communities, in some of the trailer parks, in the condos that says this, no solicitors. Well, we're not soliciting,
right.
But in some of the areas, we have to pay a permit fee to go and to Dornoch, which I'm not opposed to. We're also seeing no religious literature signs in these faith communities in Medina also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just remarkable how the people of Medina seem to just be turning away from any spiritual aspect. And Medina's filled with a lot of churches, but as we heard Monday night, they're not gospel-filled, Bible-preaching churches, it seems.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you think about Medina, Medina County and Medina City have been some of the fastest-growing, one of the fastest-growing counties, one of the fastest-growing cities in the state. And unfortunately, I think what partially is happening in Medina is something like what's happening on a microcosm, what's happening in, say, Florida and Texas, is people are moving out of Cleveland, moving out of Akron into Medina. And, of course, you know, they're bringing a lot of their liberal big city attitudes with them and ideas with them when they come out into these more conservative areas. But I believe there's something even more. Paul warns us, you know, that we are battling against spiritual wickedness in high places. And yes, we do understand we are in a spiritual battle. And whether we see it in some of the things that play out on the news, you know, crimes and attacks and things that take place or terrorist activities, it's playing out in the politics. And our other guest is, unable to be with us, I guess, after all today. And so I was going to fill in a couple of things. There's a larger thing going on here because, as I stated at the beginning of the program, Cuyahoga County passed some similar ordinances for the entire county in Cuyahoga County. And we have Senate Bill 11 under consideration in the State House right now to apply these sort of things to the entire state of Ohio. And I don't believe Medina was just picked out of the hat just at random, that there was just a couple of mothers in Medina who suddenly became concerned that Medina was a hotbed of anti-homosexual, anti-LGBTQ prejudice and bias. And, you know, because Medina is a nice place. I love going there. I love shopping there. And I just enjoy going through Medina County, Medina City. But if you look at our makeup of our politicians, the Senate president, the Ohio Senate president, Larry Obaugh, is from Medina. This is his hometown.
Yeah.
And by passing this in Medina, and remember, Medina is considered a conservative county, a conservative city. And by getting this passed here, you can imagine what they're now going to do with Senate Bill 11 down in the State House. They're going to talk about all these counties such as Cuyahoga County, all these municipalities across the state that have been passing these laws. And then they're going to say, even Medina, conservative Medina, where Senator Obaugh, the Senate president, is from and what he represents, they're even for this. How can you stand against this in the Ohio Senate? Because they want to put this on the entire state, and it doesn't end there. Remember, we had the Fairness Act, or I can't think of the Senate or the House bill that it was, that the U.S. House of Representatives passed just recently. And of course, it didn't get any traction, I don't believe, in the Senate. But this is a movement across the country, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And
Pastor Davis, yeah, I believe it's just an attack directly on God.
Yes.
God has established the marriage, the first institution there. God has established the church. And he's just doing everything he can to attack God's ordained institutions here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you bring that up. Sitting right next to you when you were speaking at the council chamber there on Monday night, right next to you, just sort of in front of you to your left, was a couple. And a couple was two women, same-sex couple, much of the time holding hands, sitting next to each other. And the thing that's interesting as you looked at them, in fact, on my Facebook postings, you can see them in the pictures when there's a picture of you speaking there. And the one girl, who's a lesbian, is dressed as a woman, you know, a nice blouse, nice skirt. The other girl, who's also a lesbian, sitting next to her, dressed in a very masculine fashion, her hairstyle, yes, her clothes, everything making her look like a man. And to me, that is a picture that proves what we're talking about. This is an attack upon what God has created. And what I mean by that is I can see why the woman dressed as a man would be attracted, if she's only attracted to women, to the girl that was sitting next to her who was dressed in a feminine fashion. But why? This is what I would love to have asked them. Why did the girl who was dressed in a feminine fashion feel an attraction to the girl dressed as a man if she doesn't like men?
Right.
You ever think about that? You'll see same-sex couples, men, women, women, one feminine, one masculine. I would think in the same-sex couples, if it's two men, they'd both be as masculine as possible. Two women, they'd both be as feminine as possible. But I think it's a mockery of what God created, man and woman, and a mockery of the first institution that he created, which is marriage. He brought Adam and Eve together. He presented Eve to Adam as his wife. And, you know, this is a mockery. And then there was a transgendered individual that was up on the upper level behind you. I don't know if you noticed him. I pointed out his picture to somebody even just earlier today, and they said, "Oh, that's a woman. Looked like a woman from the waist up." I said, "Yes, but their shoulders were about twice as wide as their hips were." That was a man transitioning into a woman who was there. And they weren't the only ones of this type. These are just very obvious. But again, a mockery of the fact the Bible says God created man and woman, male and female created he them. And all of those people there either had an XX chromosome or an XY chromosome complement.
That's right.
There was no XZ chromosome or ZY chromosome or anything like that. So,
no, sir.
And that, again, points to the sin nature. We're rapidly running out of time here, Pastor Myers. And, again, I want to thank you. Like I said, somebody actually came up and wanted me to give you a compliment for taking a stand there. And I want to compliment you for that as well, taking a stand for our Lord Jesus Christ. And, again, could you give out your information for yourself in the church there?
Yes. My name is Jason Myers. I pastor a great group of people at Bethel Baptist Church. We're at 6050 Stone Road, just west of Medina, across from the Medina County Career Center. And so that's where people can find us there. Our website is bethelbaptist.cc.
All right. And I'll be getting some of that on my website as well to put a link over there, and we'll have this program up in a day or so, hopefully. And I just want to encourage people, stay tuned to the news and even on this program later on, we're hoping to make some announcements. There are things that the residents of Medina can do. Let me encourage people to go online to theohiostar.com. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Pastor Myers, but theohiostar.com is a great paper. They did a excellent job reviewing the meeting Monday night, and they've got some pictures there. But you can find them if people go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/live with Pastor Al. You can click on the link. It's Equality Ohio pressures Senate President Obhoff by helping pass LGBT ordinance in his hometown. That's the Ohio Star. Or you can just go to theohiostar.com and search for it there. You can find that. It's well worth the read. And there's a notice there from Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance, where they are talking about a citizens initiative to hopefully put this on the ballot in Medina, perhaps in the fall. So you can go to ohiostar.com, read about that. Pastor Jason Myers, I want to thank you for being on the program with us today. And you could just give your website real quick.
BethelBaptist.cc.
All right. And folks out there, even if you don't live in Medina, pray for them. Pray for Pastor Myers and Bethel Baptist Church and others that are in Medina. You know, this is not going to stop in Medina. It's coming to your hometown. It's coming to your county. It's coming to our state. And we need to pray. Christians need to be salt and light. We need to make a difference. We need to take a stand. And so thanks for listening today. Don't give up. God's still in control. And we'll see you next time. God bless. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.